Hello everybody, it's Luke here, and I'm recording this on Good Friday in an underground car park. I'll open the window of the car so you can maybe hear how scary it is outside in this underground car park. Hear that? It's pretty scary and quiet and cold and dark down here. Anyway, it's Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. And I just wanted to introduce this episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show, the second of our Easter specials. It was recorded 2 weeks ago. And I can't honestly remember if it's any good or not. Probably not. It's probably a terrible, terrible episode. And you will be wasting your time by listening to it. What more can I say? Have a good Easter. And happy Easter to you. Go to buzzhub.info. You can read my review of The Amazing Spider-Man 2. And read about lots of other stuff. And thank you for downloading this. And have fun. And visit our Facebook page. And enjoy. Goodbye.
Somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests are Dean. Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke.
Hello. Welcome to Jimmy and Luke Show, episode 114.
Big Pierce of China.
It's one of our Easter filler episodes while we're away. And here is, here's what it is. Where the entire episode is going to be spent analyzing a photo. We're going to go through every person. We're going to pretend we don't know them and be like, who are they? Let's judge them.
Who's that motherfucker?
And we're going to go, what are they thinking in this picture? So we'll start from the back row. No, I don't know how this will work. There are some people where we can't really say much about them because they're boring. Because a lot of people
like
that.
Let's put it down. Let's go.
Well, we'll start with this handsome man right here.
Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that?
Fuck that shit.
Okay. And then we've got.
I see what you're on about the last year when you said that person was crying and we took the
exactly.
Picture.
Look at my right, my left eye is all red and like you. This is low definition, but when he and I were looking at it yesterday, it was really HD on the computer. Like my eye is all like.
Oh, you were back in school.
I was for like an hour. It wasn't that bad. Mr. Fox was there as well for most of it, so it wasn't that bad. I was considering like replacing my face with like taking my own picture at home and look handsome. And then like photoshopping it in there so it doesn't look like I'm crying. How do I look?
You're the only one crying. Wait, who's that?
Who?
Is that the up in the top? Oh.
Don't I'm looking as stupid as always. Because you always have to make a face. Owen was given out because it's blocked by Michael's head. Why would they put someone small-ish like Owen behind Michael, who's literally the tallest person in the class, almost? Although Owen's pretty tall, too. I was badly done. The tall people should be at the back. Pablo, as Keenan and I said, what's going on here is she's got her hand down Pablo. And John is like, oh, well. And then, and Connor has no idea what's going on. Neither does Tommy or Shane.
Always the same pose.
Who?
Her. Same pose.
Alright. This is actually getting really boring really fast.
I know. Keen looks so bored. Destiny looks like he shelves.
Yeah. who else is there in this? Yeah, that's about it, actually. This isn't half as fun as I thought it would be. What does Johnny look like? Yeah, she was given out because there's no, because not everyone's wearing the uniform.
Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny, Tommy, Kian, Donald. Anyone else? David's wearing a coat. Apart from that, I think it's okay.
Have you met Ted?
No, I haven't.
Ted?
Fuck, how much was that? That was 3 minutes. I thought that would last us like half an hour.
Oh, you idiot.
God, I'm bad at picturing things. Ow. These chairs are so hard. I'm gonna sit on my coat.
And you're going to leave it behind with all the money.
I won't. There's no money in it. My keys are in it. I'll sit on my coat.
You know, you could just get a different chair, because these chairs are better than...
Ah, I'm not going to bother. There's no point. Not worth the effort.
Oh,
shit, that was like, I was relying on that to fill, what the hell? I was
What's on your trousers? Hey, Lucy, and it's all one, ew.
Shut up. I was relying on that to fill the entire episode. I've got nothing to talk about now.
Wow, I can't believe you thought just missing a picture.
Yeah.
It would actually take up, wow.
Yeah, it did. Let's look at some people's Snapchat story. I think there was three, and one of them was about, two of them were about football, so that's fun.
Making your way in the world today takes everything.
Okay, here's Connor's Champions League again. Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at their things.
I know.
Then David's is an hour early. Didn't plan this too well. What?
What's Connor's name?
Connor.
Connor E.
No, I don't have his name. Oh, Connor E. 98. How do you not have all these people?
I forgot that Connor.
That's nice. Johnny's Odin Quail Quain. Look. Look, you see Johnny's shitty one?
I know.
And then Shades is Champions League again. I know, yeah.
You don't think he knows how to do it?
I didn't have anything to take a story of this morning, so I didn't do one today. My phone was broken last night. I was going to do one all about my editing of The Independent, but my phone was broken. My phone breaks after being on for like 4 hours. It just stops working properly, so I have to turn it off in the afternoon now. How many points do you have? But you don't have as many points as me. You've got... I doesn't say how many points you have.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of... I got 573 points. Which is quite a lot of points.
What's the only item?
Look again.
Maybe wait till it loads properly. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Oh, what's that? I don't like that. It scares me.
Oh, Jesus. I think that's your identity.
Click on it yourself.
I know. I just did it for you. Wow.
I've never seen that before.
Oh, that.
Wait. Yeah, ours are different.
Obviously, it's the code thing.
I didn't know there was a code.
All right.
Click on yourself again. Jesus, why doesn't it say who you're... Oh, score. 392. Ha!
I don't use it.
573.
I don't give two fucks.
I'm just saying. It is true.
You see it.
It's true!
I don't think anyone can give two fucks about how many points someone has.
It's true!
So?
Yours is different. Like, mine...
Do you actually think I'm going to give two fucks that you...
Fine, I don't care. But yours is different. Mine, I use a picture of my name and it's all possible.
Yeah, mine is more advanced.
Yeah, sure. Well, yours is worse. Mine's easier to use.
Mine's easier to use. What the fuck are you even doing?
Right, you have to move the camera really fast and then it takes a really cool picture. That's what I do all the time. Look at this. Oh, that one didn't work.
That's not even cool at all.
It's pretty cool. I like
no,
that.
It's not.
Miss Higgins was asking me if Kian was... I just realized that we're doing a podcast right now.
You idiot. Oh, yeah.
Have we said anything that we should cut out?
No.
We haven't. No, okay.
Continue.
Who did I send that to?
Me. You
Can't send it though.
I know. I can send it when I get home.
I'm making my way down.
There's a reason I can't sing the rest, but I can always hear it in my head. But then, like, when I go to sing it, my eye goes blank. Why?
And I miss you, and I want you.
Oh, do you?
And you know I'll go 1,000 miles just to. You know whose number that is?
Miss Higgins?
No.
Kian?
No.
A cinema person?
No.
Your mom's?
No.
Yours?
No.
Are they?
No.
I don't know.
It's his number.
Why do you have Mr. Fry's number?
Because we had to because we had to contact him when we were at the festival.
Do you want me to call out his number and contact?
No, I'm gonna delete his number right now. So I don't want it. How do you delete it?
Fuck you.
No, I won't delete it. Anyway,
087-259-3892-59-3289-7.
You didn't even get the 087 right.
I know,
look,
I'm not even doing
my
it.
My name is Lucian and I am learning how to type a different way to before, so I'm typing Rahis with Bo TV height of my thumbs. Thumbs as it terms put. Oa a seti bid diff diffi uli whippin tips. Whippin tippidi tip with twab tiggulu. As twillitit of rehe war der squitterer acrea twa lave power of my shitty phone.
Oh,
I have the NUIG Wi-Fi password. And I have Michael Collins Crouching Tiger. Oh, I need a tissue now. Let's do some face warp, because I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, do some face warp.
Do the face warp. Right, have you played 2048 puzzle? I don't know if it works offline. Oh, it does. This is, does it? Have you got 2048 puzzle?
No.
I still don't know how to play, but I know that it's a big thing. It's like the big new game. It's rising to the top of the charts. I just haven't the clue how to play it.
Oh, now you're getting it. I don't know, but now you're getting it.
You just swipe shit around. I don't know how it works. It's stupid.
You're getting it. Oh my god, Lucian, you're gonna win.
I think you're supposed to produce numbers until it adds up to 2048, but I really have no idea.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, I think.
It's so popular, and I don't get it at all. Well, it's not that popular, but you know, I mean, it's at the top of the charts, like, almost. It's at number 4. It's sort of like the new Flappy Birds, except it couldn't be less fun.
It's better looking than Flappy Bird.
It's just like a weird Sudoku thing. I don't like it. It's like a cross between Rubik's Cube and Sudoku. And I don't like
Sudoku.
It. Sudoku. It's spelled Sudoku.
I know, but
Game over. What did they do wrong?
I don't know.
It just. Is there any way to, like, what? Do they tell you how to do it?
Mode. Why did you go help?
Okay, here you go. Your goal. Did you see help?
Get back. Help.
Oh. Swipe to move all tiles. When two tiles with the same number touch, they merge into one. When 2048
is created, you win.
I could have just looked at that at the beginning.
Oh, it's just so you have to write the numbers.
No, you have to write it. Let's see. Settings. Day. Nice. Alright, let's try this.
Dude, go.
It is gonna take me a while to get the hang of this, but.
Yeah.
They're saying now that they're making a TV... This is so boring podcasting. They're saying now that they're making a TV series of The Truman Show, which is pretty exciting stuff.
Did you hear what they're doing with the event with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I know that this week's episode apparently is all, like, because of Captain America Winter Soldier, everything's kind of fucked up because, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of gone. So, I know that this week's episode was supposed to be all kind of exciting and stuff. I was going to watch it last night. I just didn't have time. I'm going to watch it tonight, I'd say. I haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since Christmas. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I was just like, have you seen it?
I thought I haven't seen it yet, no. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Have you seen the Hail Hydra at memes?
Yeah, I saw one, yeah. Well, is it always with people whispering?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the SpongeBob one where Krusty Krabs goes, which one the SpongeBob was looking
at? Yeah, I think so,
like,
yeah.
Evil. It was like,
yeah.
Hail Hydra.
Yeah. You know that guy who said Hail Hydra? He's in Iron Man 2 at the beginning. He's the guy who's, he's like in a... He's in the, like, Iron, or Tony Stark is, like, in court or something, being questioned on his Iron Man suit, and that guy's questioning him, Senator Stern. Tony Stark beats him, and then he goes, fuck you, Mr. Stark, fuck you. Kian thought that guy was great. He wanted to watch Iron Man 2 just for him. And also because of the Russian stuff. But,
He fell in love with that.
Yeah, that's Gary Shandling. He's great. I think he was in Curb Your Enthusiasm or something, maybe not. Well,
I'm gonna be honest, this game looked extremely boring.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm actually really getting into it now.
Wow.
It's fun. I love these kind of games. They're kind of passive games. Like, you don't have to pay that much attention to play them. It's not like Temple Run where it's like, No.
Don't touch my hand.
Don't touch my phone when I'm playing a game. Or ever. Unless they tell you you can. This looks like a more intelligent game than Flappy Bird from Far Away, so people are walking past, they're not gonna think I'm an idiot for playing it.
You do look like an idiot for playing it.
Sure I do.
Look, mommy, he's wiping numbers.
What am I at now? I can't tell.
Keep going, just invention. Just keep going until you get it.
What am I even doing now? Wait for it. I should be able to get 2 4s to get. There we go. Ways. It's getting exciting, James. It's getting exciting.
I'm so bored.
I understand the game's appeal now. Aha. Yes. No. There we go. Oh shit, I have to get those 2 16s together. Yes. Great. Okay. There was a third 16. No! Oh, you can undo. I know, you can't undo that far back. Yeah. Okay, here we go. If I get all those 3 32s together, then I win.
Which ones?
That's the sound effect there. I want to get the 3 32s together. And then I'll get really, like, far in the game. Okay, so. I just need to keep moving everything around until I get the 32s together. I'm starting to need a tissue. I'm going to need to go get one. This is definitely the worst podcast of all time. No!
What'd you do?
No, I just fucked up.
You idiot.
I literally just played this for 10 minutes. And I fucked up. Oh my god. No.
No!
To be fair, it was my first proper go, so...
Why did you go across the shop?
Oh yeah. I know, yeah, it's ridiculous. Some people just won't listen to rules. We have to find something to talk about now to, so this gets less boring, the podcast. The A to Z of...
Party food.
No. Something that we're good at. The A to Z of...
Marvel superheroes.
Oh, Jesus. No. The A to Z of films being released in 2014. Let's go. A is for A Million Ways to Die in the West. B is for... What was something with B?
Thinking.
You're trying to come up with something beginning with B. I'll come up with something. Beware the Horror Ghost.
That doesn't count. Oh, yeah.
It does. C is for...
Wait, does it have to be coming out or can it be already out?
It can be already out in 2014.
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
There you go. D.
D. D.
D.
D.
There's some things we're forgetting. Let's see. D. D, D, D. D, 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 D. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Which I was just telling Keen about last night, because he didn't know it was coming out. So I was showing him the posters from it.
I saw the trailer. It looked cool.
There's nothing in that trailer, though.
I mean, like, you know what they're all
I need to talk to Caesar! No, no, but they brought these new images out yesterday where Caesar's holding a massive gun and stuff. Keir was like, oh my god, it's so stupid. And I kind of agree with him, but I'm still looking forward to it. But, so not that age. Okay, E.
Fortune hears a hoa.
E.
I know.
E, boy.
I know.
E, oh god, I'm really bad at this.
This is hard.
E. Something really obvious I'm forgetting. I know, okay, let's skip it. F.
Face of Time.
Okay. Fine. G. Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, Godzilla.
Alright. H. Harry Potter. Home. Which is a new DreamWorks animated film with Rihanna in it. I helped you there. God help me, you didn't even do anything.
I know, I hope that is.
Home, let's see, that's after that. Hi.
The Incredibles 2. No, that's not this year.
Oh, yeah. I.
Wanna.
No, let's skip I. J. J. Ah.
K.
Once you start, I'm just too tired. Once you start skipping things, you start to blank. So yeah.
Why did you start off?
I feel obligated to do a podcast today. Yeah. Sorry for wasting your time.
You better be.
Aha! 128, bitches. I'm at 1148, James. I'm getting close. I might actually win this time.
Hey,
really hope we watch Pocoyo today, but I doubt we will.
Pocoyo.
I might not even go to Irish, because I have to start doing stuff.
What's the elephant called again?
Maisie or something? I feel like they had a girl's name. It was a girl, yeah.
I have a feeling it was something like Ellie.
Ellie, yeah, that would sound, that would make sense. Yeah, 256, bitch.
What was the duck called?
Oh, yeah, a similar name to Pocoyo. It was like... I don't know what it was. Anyway, TV recommendation of the week, listeners, is Pocoyo, which I believe is from Hungary. Everyone seems to think it's from Hungary. It's probably not, but... might be Irish, but I'm pretty sure it's from Hungary.
Then why is it in Irish?
Because they dub it, like they dub SpongeBob as well, you know.
True.
Not that hard to do. This is getting exciting now.
No, it's not.
It is for me.
It's so boring to watch.
I know,
it's
yeah.
Flicking through numbers.
It is pretty boring to watch, but it's exciting for me.
God, get this into your head. My God, woman.
James?
Yeah.
I think I've actually beaten the number. Oh no, I haven't. No. I got confused between the score and the name of the game. The score is separate. I thought the score was like how close you were to getting. Because I'm at 22:56, which is past the score, but obviously it's different. I beat my high score anyway, by far. Oh my god. I presume all the listeners, if there are any, have well dominated. Maybe I just won't release this episode. Maybe we'll just delete it. There have been rumors afoot that I may be leaving the country in about 2 weeks. Which could result in some fun overseas live Skype podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Which we haven't done in years. Well, we've never done an overseas one, but haven't done any live ones, period. In years. This is my new favorite game. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. I'm stuck, James.
Oh my god, Lucy is stuck in the game. Oh. Find out next week on. This is the most boring podcast ever. Why the fuck are you listening to us talk about random shit? This is not interesting.
Shush. Do I have any other options? No, I don't. Okay. Wait. No, I don't. Cool. No, I had to die. I had to kill myself. I had no options.
You can't die in a game where you just click numbers.
You can't, because I got stuck.
You're not dead, though.
We're no two. Yeah, I am.
Don't fucking die.
Yeah.
You don't die, though. Jesus.
I have to start again now, so
there you go.
Leaderboard. Well, that's probably an online thing. Alright, thank you for listening to the worst episode ever of the Jimmy and Luke Show. We'll be back after Easter with lots of fun. Until then. Or not after Easter, this is after Easter, plausibly. See you in a week or two. It'll be fun. Thank you. Goodbye.